So, Lido, you were involved in the setting up of the Women's Warehouse, which was a very big social gathering place for lesbians around about 1979.
That's right, Digby, about 1979 I can't remember how long it went for, but it was quite a few years, wasn't it? It was a big five-storey warehouse in Haymarket, and when Haymarket was pretty run down, so most of those warehouses down there were empty, and I can't remember who first came up with the idea, but someone proposed that we rent one of these places, I think from the Mafia, and Trimboldi sort of is somewhere in the memory bank, and the idea was there'd be a lot of groups involved, and so I remember, I think the bottom floor was a printers and a newspaper, the first floor became a music co-op, and at that time there was a half dozen women's bands playing in Sydney, and I mean just about all of them were gay girls, mainly. I mean, it was like, at the time, I mean, it was all a bit fluid, wasn't it? And about who was queer or not, and I don't think anybody asked any questions. I mean, if you were in,
if you identified, you were in.
Yeah, but if you were up for fun, well, who the hell cared, really? You know. So anyway.
But it was mainly lesbian, as I remember, and
we didn't have any boys.
Separatist.
It was a women's only space, which wasn't particularly separatist. It just wanted a women only space. And so, I mean, that's my understanding. How I'd analyse it. Anyway. So we. So one of the things about the bands was that the ghastly aspect of that sort of music is all the expense of the equipment, and it's so bloody heavy and it's so loud. So it's hard to find somewhere to practice, somewhere to store your stuff. You're always lugging it out about from A to B. So we proposed a space where people could leave equipment and share equipment. And I remember writings about it. I think I've still got some somewhere in the small folder. You know, quite a political take on the idea of sharing and liberating. You know, this sort of music form, and also, you know, being supported towards others and things like that. So we had this lock-up space where we practiced and kept equipment and shared equipment, and then there was a big space, big open space that we turned into a performance area.
The dances that were held there were very popular.
Well, we started with cabarets, and which were, you know, very anarchic. You just turned up, you got up, you did your thing, whatever it was. There was no sort of quality control, and so you would, you know, I think we had those about once a month, and I just remember Robin Archer, she turned up one night, and I think the band I was in, we went on afterwards, and I remember thinking, Jesus Christ, it's like, clearly no quality control. And then as the bands got a bit better, we started putting on dances on the bottom floor,